Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Good morning, evening, afternoon, everybody. This is Tim Fishman Emery. You are on the fishing podcast here on FishExplorer.com. You'd think I'd know my own website by now. If you're just finding us on the World Wide Web, you got to check out www.FishExplorer.com. We are the number one resource for fishing information in Colorado. All the lake information you need, camping, lure selection, fly selection, whatever it is, Colorado fishing is here and it is perfect. This week's special guest is already a legend in the fly fishing community. He has been making films for the last couple of years. He started a travel company that really is taking on the leadership role of getting guys like me and guys like you out to fishing destinations where we never thought possible in the past. He is going to be at ISE. He does the producer of a film called The Rise, or just Rise. This is Mr. Jim Klug from Yellow Dog. Jim, how are you?
Good, Tim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. Welcome to the show. So the reason we're involved with talking to you is because, of course, Fish Explorer has a huge part of ISE. We've got a large booth by the tank, and we're doing everything we can to help promote it and get more people down there. But you guys are doing an awesome thing going on Saturday night, January 9th. It's going to be at ISE. It's going to be a film called Rise. Is it just Rise or The Rise?
It's just Rise. Yep, one word.
Okay. So Jim, you have been instrumental in kind of taking the fly fishing film industry to kind of the next level, getting it out from the shaky handheld camcorders to real film. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, a couple years ago, we started a project called Confluence Films, and I partnered up with an individual by the name of Chris Patterson. Now, Chris is a guy who's well-known in the world of outdoor cinematography. He has been the lead director and cinematographer at Warren Miller Ski Films for going on about 18 years. Very deep background in winter sports, action camera work, and filmmaking. Had never really done anything in fishing before. And we started talking a few years back. He was interested in doing something in fishing but didn't know a whole lot about the sport. Conversely, I've kind of been in the industry for a number of years and traveled to a lot of places domestically and internationally, but was someone that really didn't know, anything at all about filmmaking. So we got together, started talking about this idea, and it was really just a perfect partnership because we both brought different things to the table. I think had different strengths and ended up that we worked very well together. And from that, we came up with a concept. It wasn't really an original formula, Tim, but it was a formula that we kind of borrowed from Warren Miller, something that's been out there and successful for about 60 years. We really applied that same formula to fly fishing. And with that, the goal in the different movies we've made, both our first one, Drift, and the new project, Rise, has been to explore the world of fly fishing by profiling different individuals, telling different stories, visiting different places, some close to home and some halfway around the world, taking a look at different species and really compiling a number of completely different and independent segments into singular movies that end up being about 70 to 80 minutes long and really give us a great look at the sport of fly fishing.
Well, the nice thing is the Colorado community here definitely knows that who Warren Miller is and what he does, because we're such a ski-oriented community. And I know growing up from age 5 till, 18, every year it was, when's Warren Miller coming? When are we going to the Paramount Theater to watch it? And it was one of the big great events that my family did on a yearly basis, to go there, see the oohs and ahs and hear it. And now that has come into the fly fishing industry, it really makes it exciting and makes it a big part and makes it something that hopefully, from what I can tell, is we're going to see something like this every year.
Well, our plans are to continue producing these movies. We're having a lot of fun with it. It's obviously taking us to some neat places, and it's something that hopefully is great for the sport. You know, obviously for those of us that are involved, be it, you know, directly in the fishing industry or just in the sport, but also to those that, that don't really, you know, they haven't yet been exposed to fly fishing, and hopefully this is a way that, you know, they can see it up there on the big screen or at home on the DVD and say, wow, that looks amazing. I think I want to give that a try. So, you know, that's one of the reasons we're doing it, and certainly it's taken us to some neat places, and we've been able to work with and profile a lot of really amazing people.
So this is going to be going on ISE Saturday, January 9th. It's free if you bought a ticket to the show. It's doors open at 6:30. The film starts at 7:30. And you'll see when you get to the show Saturday, you'll hear everybody talking about it, because I think it's really one of the cool events of the show. Who are some of the guys who got involved with this that we may know? I know Tom Bai, who is the editor and designer of the Drake, which is, you know, one of the best fly fishing magazines out there. Who else can we anticipate seeing, and what kind of special things are we going to be looking for in the film?
Well, I'll tell you, again, Rise is the second film and the follow-up to last year's movie Drift. This year it's a little bit longer. We've added six different segments plus kind of a mini segment. So I guess you could say six and a half versus five that people saw in last year's movie Drift. So it's a little longer. One of the neat things in working with Chris Patterson is the cinematographer and director. He's, you know, just continued to kind of elevate his game. I think people are really going to appreciate the visuals of this year's movie, the cinematography. Chris just did an outstanding job. And, you know, the segments are great. You know, a lot of interesting stories and profiles of different people. We've got a good mix, Tim, of both saltwater and freshwater, and then international and domestic. We've got a great segment that the movie starts off with in Florida, down in the Keys, and it's a tarpon segment. Now, a lot of people in the past have done some great video and film work on tarpon. Guys like Will Benson and some of these other filmmakers, and just Jamie Howard, some amazing stuff. But we wanted to take a little different angle in this year's movie, so we actually did a segment on the elusive Florida Keys palala worm, which is an amazing aquatic hatch that happens every year in May and June, and it's just a phenomenal sight to see. And we actually were able to capture that on film in this year's movie. We've got some great domestic segments aside from Florida that include New Orleans red fishing. We've got one on the Henry Fork that includes both Mike Lawson and Renee Harrop and their stories. Internationally, we've got a really neat piece on Los Rocas, Venezuela, and the bone fishing down there. And then probably one of my favorite segments, and that's a profile of American guides that are working down in Argentina, down in Patagonia, telling the story of Rance Raffi, Travis Smith, and Ron Sorensen and their lives down there. And then this year's movie concludes with a pretty epic segment on Alaska and a profile of the Peterson family, their three generations in the lodge and bush plane aspects of fishing and working in Alaska. So overall, it's a pretty diverse movie this year.
You got me all excited to see this. I know I had the opportunity. I missed it at the Fly Fishing Retailer Show, but I know from last year's show, it was fantastic. So everybody should get there. And this year at the ISE in Denver, donations are going to be taken by Colorado Trout Unlimited. So tell us a little bit more about how you guys have become getting together with these types of, you know, non-for-profit groups.
Well, one of the things that we wanted to do in the past with the films in the screenings and the different events that we had, we raised a fair amount of money with the first movie and again with the second movie, and a large portion of those profits have been donated to all different kinds of conservation groups, fisheries groups, and grassroots organizations. With Drift alone, I think we ended up donating between $50,000 and $55,000 of screening proceeds, and we're doing something similar with this year's movie Rise. And it's, you know, something that Chris Patterson and I felt strongly about. Tom Bai, you know, and his involvement obviously felt strongly about it, and you know, something that we wanted to do both you know, in making these movies, but also as a business model for the company.
That's great. And being a big member of Denver Trout Unlimited, which we spend a lot of money and give it up to Colorado Trout Unlimited because they help us out, help our agenda out to get fishing better in the state. It's fantastic. So that, again, Saturday, January 9th, ISE, Denver. Doors open at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. Don't miss it. Now, Jim, since I've got you on and we've been talking serious about, you know, where we're going and stuff like that and what we're doing, you've been all over the world. You've been doing all kinds of things. Tell me some stories or tell me some good stuff that you've done recently that would get somebody excited about fly fishing, because I'm sitting out here looking out my window and watching the snow fly, and I'm ready to go fishing right now, and I can't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think all of us feel that way, Tim, no matter where we're sitting and listening to this right now, for sure. It's been a good year for travel. You know, as director of operations for Yellow Dog Fly Fishing Adventures, obviously, you know, that takes me to a lot of places. All of our staff here at Yellow Dog, we spend a lot of time traveling, you know, whether it's close to home or you know, halfway around the world, visiting the different lodges that we work with, and really making sure that we know and are up to speed on what we're selling. That's a big part of the way we do things. So, you know, one of the great perks of the job is it takes us to some really neat places. This year's been fun. I was recently in the Seychelles. I was there about a month ago. That is hands down probably the longest trip I've ever taken as far as just travel time, but incredibly worth it. It was one of the most sensational saltwater experiences of my life. Bonefish, milkfish, trevally, just an amazing diversity of species. The Seychelles is one of those kind of legendary places you always hear about. And it absolutely not only lived up to the expectations I had of this trip, it far exceeded them. And it was just spectacular. I'm not a fan, Tim, of the phrase, the trip of a lifetime. I think it's overused, but it's something that definitely applies to that trip. For sure.
You didn't see any pirates, did you?
You know, we didn't. We didn't. We were in kind of a different part of the islands there and felt very safe. We were on a land-based operation at Alphonse, and really wasn't an issue where we were. And I tell you what, I'd get on a plane and go tomorrow again if I could. It was just spectacular. But that's been a good trip this year. We've done a lot of stuff in South America this year, a couple of trips to Argentina and a great trip down to Chile. Patagonia is one of those places that, you know, absolutely has to be on the list for every fly fisherman. It's just spectacular. Not just the fishing, but the culture and the people and the scenery. It's just a spectacular place. And, you know, and then, of course, there's the close-to-home stuff.
Right.
I was lucky enough to spend some time down in New Orleans this year, an easy trip, and red fishing. That is just incredible saltwater action. And you know, I don't like to use the phrase easy, but it's a species that loves to eat the fly. And you don't have to be a major league caster or a precision caster if you can, you know, cast an 8-weight 30 or 40 feet, which most people can. It's going to be it's going to provide a lot of action.
The stuff you're talking about is so much fun, and for those of us who don't get out as much, because you have figured it out because you have a small young family, and I don't know how you do it, and your wife must be very understanding, because my wife is like, no, you're staying home. And but Yellow Dog, if you ever do come down here and open up a place in Denver, I'm always looking for a job that gets to travel.
Give you a call. The field tester for you. Oh, there you go. That's perfect. You know, it's amazing, Tim. We get a lot of people that inquire about that position.
I'm sure.
I can't imagine why.
That's great. I'll just put you my name in the back of the hat. So when you're ready to expand a little bit more, I'm here for you.
Colorado field rep. That's perfect.
Exactly.
Specializing in all places warm and salty. How's that?
You got it. You've been thinking about that. So tell us, and you're based out of Montana. Where about right now?
Yep. We're up here in Bozeman, Montana.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you got to go skiing this morning with your 3-year-old daughter?
Yeah, I had my little girl up at Bridger Bowl this morning. We got a bunch of fresh snow last night, and just, you know, watching her learn how to ski. This is her second year on skis now, and getting her up there and seeing how excited she is, it's as good as it gets right there.
That's fantastic. So for next year, what are do you have another movie that you guys are working on? Are there some plans in the works that you can reveal to us, or is it kind of a hush-hush thing?
No, we're working on movie number 3. It was interesting We did Drift, our first movie, in about 10 months, and we followed it up exactly 11 months later with the release of Rise. So we were very much on that kind of once-a-year Warren Miller-type release schedule. The difference being Warren Miller has a staff of about 20, and Confluence Films has a staff of two, being Chris Patterson and myself, who also both have day jobs and families with young kids. So we are at work on film number three. It's probably going to be more along the lines of an 18 to 20 month release gap between Rise and then our third forthcoming movie. So it we are working on it. There will be one that we're going to put out, but the release date is out there a little bit further than the 1 year mark for sure.
Are you coming to Colorado?
Yeah, you bet. we may include some domestic stuff, again from the Rockies in the third movie. We've got a couple things reviewing. We're definitely going to have some exotic places in there. We're going to do some stuff in Africa. We're going to do some more stuff potentially in South America, and we're actually going to do some stuff over in Asia on this one as well. So, you know, it's all about the stories. It's all about the places it takes you, the people that, you know, whether they're 10,000 miles away or, you know, just down the road here in Montana or down there in Colorado, the people that, you know, are making fly fishing their life. And there's a lot of stories. I mean, you can make dozens of movies. The stories just don't go away. There's always amazing profiles and amazing things to talk about and focus on, for sure.
Well, I can tell you that there's a group of guys at Fish Explorer, about 11,000 strong, that you know, are a little bit different than your normal Colorado trout fishermen. We go after wiper, carp, largemouth, smallmouth, whatever we can, different than, and not necessarily trout all the time. So keep that in your back of your mind, because, you know, the wiper and the bass and the still waters in Colorado have become fantastic and really makes good-looking videos. So I can
tell
you.
That's our only criteria. We're not species specific. It only has to have fins. That's the only rule.
Fins and fight and be able to be caught on a fly. That's great.
There you go.
Once again, ISE January 9th, Saturday night, 7:30 to 9:30. The movie is called Drift. No, the movie's called Rise.
New movie's called Rise.
Called Rise. You guys will have a booth at ISE the whole time, right?
We will, yeah. Yellow Dog will be there, set up on the casting pond. We've got, I think, three booth spaces this year, and we'll be bringing the whole team down, and we'd love to say hello to everybody. So stop by, grab a copy of the new 2010 destination guide, and let us know if you have any questions or just want to trade some stories about fishing great places.
Yep, and we'll be, and Fish Explorer will be over at the tank. We'll have two booths and couches, and we'll be hanging out, and maybe you guys will wander over, come meet us, shake hands, and sit down on the couches and do a little meet and greet and say hi to some folks, because that would be a lot of fun.
Well, by day four, we'll probably be so tired we can come over and take a nap on your couch. That sounds perfect.
That's what they're for. They're two big leather couches. It's really the focal point for the show. Everybody who works there and wants to come sit on our couches.
Nice.
Great. Well, Jim, thank you very much. We'll get in touch with you down the road, and we'll send everybody to confluencefilms.tv to see the trailers, to be able to buy the movies and so forth, and they can check you out there, and they can check you out at Yellow Dog. And, you know, it's going to be a great show. Hopefully we'll have just enough snow to keep everybody in town, and we'll have a big turnout, and we'll get there for Saturday night's viewing of Rise.
Right on. Well, that sounds great, Tim. Thanks for having us on the program. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll see you at ISE in a couple weeks. If you got the chance to see the first movie Confluence Films did, Rise, or Drift, this is Rise, the other one was Drift. See, they've got me all confused with these one-letter things. It is really a cool thing, and they're starting to develop a following like Warren Miller. So fishing to movies and fly fishing movies are a lot of fun and something to go to, and it's a great event. It's a great way to see people you haven't seen in a long time, socialize, get to know each other, drink a beer, watch a movie. Always, always great stuff, and thanks to Jim Klug and the rest of his team for putting these two things together. We're sitting here December 24th. That means it's Christmas Eve. If you haven't done your shopping yet and you just started listening to this, you're screwed. If you've done your shopping, you're good. Or if you're listening to this past Christmas Eve, Merry Christmas, and hopefully your holiday season goes well. I know there are a lot of people that are off right now this time of year. So, you know, if you've got a chance to go fishing right now, especially fly fishing, the tailwaters really fish very good right now. And it's something to get out and go do. I also know that there are certain places and certain rivers that you have to search for, if you know them, are fishing well because for whatever reason they're a little bit open. I've preached this on the radio and so forth. There are a couple sections of the Eagle River. One is in Avon. A buddy of mine sent me a picture the other night of a, he said it's a 20-inch plus brown, and I know he's not a very smart guy, and he doesn't know how to measure things. I would guess it was a 17-inch brown, and he did actually catch it on a MEPS spinner. So there are some fish eating. It is active, and it is a great time of year to go fishing. So, you know, the tailwaters are great places to be. You got to hunt. You got to dress right. Watching the snow fly these last few days makes it a little bit cold, but you can do it. So get out there. You know, it's not a time to bring your daughter or your wife or your kids out. It's definitely time for you. So go fishing. Make sure you dress right. Make sure you find the right weight. Change your weights a lot to figure out where those fish are. They're not going to move a lot for your fly. They're not going to move fast. So you got to put it in front of their face. So you got to, you know, keep adjusting, keep changing. And that will really be the ticket. Use standard nymphs, pheasant tails, and princes will work right now. And then the all assortment of midge patterns, rojo midges, mercury midges, little buckskins. Definitely smaller, but you can still go, you know, in that size 16, 18, 20 size right now because the water's still good. International Sportsman's Expo is coming up, and it is going to be a hoot. We are going to be there all 4 days. We are going to have a huge booth right next to the tank. We'll have the couches out. We're going to have people like Nicole Darlin come and say hi. Anthony Naranja from Fly Fishing Team USA is going to stop by. Mark Cooper. A lot of people are going to stop by and talk about things. Dave Colson, our state editor, is going to be tying flies one time. Barry Reynolds is going to be hanging out at the booth. So come down and see us and make sure you do. Friday Night Bites is a huge event that's going to be going on. We'll have free beer sponsored by TrophyRoom.com. And if you are interested in fly fishing Denver, you want to know more, Saturday at 1:30, I will be hosting a panel with Barry Reynolds, Michael Gracie, Tucker Ladd of Trout's Fly Fishing, Carrie Carriger of Orvis of Cherry Creek. We're going to be talking about fly fishing opportunities in Denver. And then that's at the Fly Fishing Theater at 1:30. Then at 3:30, we're going to be at the tank, or I'm going to be at the tank with some guys talking carp fishing. Barry Reynolds will be a part of that again. Chris Galvin will be there. Nate Zielinski will be there with me. Robert Schmeck, I believe is the way you pronounce his name, will be there. And Paul Winkle from the Division of Wildlife will be there talking about carp. So make sure you come check that out. We are looking for questions for those panels. If you email me at tim@fishexplorer.com or send it through the website, I'll get it. And if we use your question, we'll get you a prize. A hat, a t-shirt, something really cool like that. So be checking that out. All of the ISE stuff is on the ISE primer page. You will have to follow the directions for that. And, you know, in the meantime, happy holidays. Have a safe one. Say hi to everybody. Make sure everything is okay. And if you definitely get the chance, make sure you go out and go fishing.